Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. This is a Talking Puck podcast. Hope if you like what you hear that you hit the subscribe button. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. We are hosted by Audioboom. Also want to mention, please give me a follow on Twitter. If you like the conversation, be a part of it at Callahan on Air. And also in the link to my Twitter bio, you will find the Talking Puck Discord. Come on and be a part of the community. It's growing. And it's a lot of fun to be on Discord. If you're not familiar with Discord, pretty easy. Just sign up for an account and you can share articles, audio, video. There's a chat there. There's voice chat. So all kinds of fun stuff going on over on the Discord. We would love you to be a part of that. So please sign up again through the link in my Twitter bio. All right, we know a couple of things that we probably didn't know a couple of days ago when we last spoke. As a matter of fact, Friday turned out to be a very big day for the NHL. The NHL and the NHLPA officially ratified the CBA extension. Now, not a huge surprise here, but newsworthy because it means everything now is set. And we know dates for the matchups finally. We knew for a while that hockey would begin August 1st, but now we know that the best of five series in the round robin will begin August 1st in Toronto and in Edmonton. So check this out, though. This is pretty cool. Saturday, August 1st, we're going to get five hockey games. So we're jumping right back into the deep end of the pool. Training camps are going to kick off here in a couple of days, and off we go. Wow, it's kind of crazy to think that we are going to actually be that close to getting things in gear. But so Saturday, August 1st, the best of five series between the Rangers and Hurricanes, Panthers and Islanders, and Canadiens and Penguins kicks off in the East, and then the Blackhawks, Oilers, and Jets, Flames play in the West. On August 2nd, that's when you're going to see your first round-robin game. That'll be the Flyers against the Bruins. And the other best-of-five series between the Blue Jackets and the Maple Leafs will get underway there. And then on Monday, August 3rd, we'll see another round-robin, Caps and Lightning, and a couple more of the best-of-five series resume. So they're going to get to it pretty quickly here. But five games on that first day is pretty exciting. If you're wanting to jump back into hockey in the deep end, you have every opportunity to do just that. But it'll be two or three games a day. Healthy, steady diet of games for everybody who wants to be a part of things. And then Tuesday, August 4th, there's six games scheduled for that day. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. That's going to be something that's going to be great to see if hockey gets back. And of course, everybody's safe and healthy, but to get hockey back and going again is going to be tremendous. We also know something else. The draft is officially scheduled now for October 9th and 10th. That's an important date. The latest the cup can be handed out is early October. The NHL is really going to stick to its compacted timeline. And if you look back at my blog on Talking Puck, way before we really got into this, when the NHL started talking about return to play, I said, hey, time is a factor to these guys, whether they admit it or not. They're going to want to start the next season as soon as they can. So we know the draft will be on the 9th and 10th of October. Don't forget, one of the eliminated teams coming up here from these best of five series is going to end up with that top overall pick. We will find out who that is on August 10th. And then August 11th, the 16 remaining teams will begin the usual, what we're used to, Stanley Cup playoffs. Something else I wanted to mention, the salary cap does remain at $81.5 million next year. Again, no surprise. We knew that heading into it, figured that would be the way it was going to play out. One other thing I wanted to draw your attention to, there was some conjecture over whether or not the teams are going to reseed at the end of the best of five, and actually at the end of every round. Turns out they will, and that's something I'm definitely looking forward to. I think that's going to provide us with the best possible tournament. It's not a bracket, so you don't play through your bracket. You reseed every single round, so some teams have a chance to jump around a little bit. It's an unusual year. We've talked about this on several occasions, but heading forward here for the NHL's Stanley Cup tournament, if we want to call it that, which I fairly believe it is, it's going to be fun to see everybody reseeding round by round. So the NHL, really, they have to get through training camps. That's going to be the hard part, and that's a whole nother discussion, a whole nother kettle of fish, as they might say, because this is open. It's not quarantined, and players are being asked to observe the quarantine rules and stay safe and all that. But well, we've seen a lot of sports teams coming down with cases of COVID-19. Nashville SC and Dallas FC, they unfortunately had to pull out of the MLS return to play. Baseball, we're seeing cases. We'll see more cases in hockey, and we're seeing now the very first inkling of players perhaps pulling out of the return to play, and that's going to be another one. You wonder how many guys are going to come out. And actually, I was asked this question. I don't want to get too off into the weeds on this, but as guys decide they don't want to play, do I think there's going to be, I don't want to call it retribution, but will there be anger or pushback against players who decide not to play? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think around the sports world, because we have seen high-profile players opt out in other sports already, I don't think there's a stigma with it. Certainly, you would like all of your team to be there, especially the key players, but I think that you can't get mad at a guy for choosing his health and the health of his family over, you know, chasing whether it's a Stanley Cup or financial riches or however you want to look at it. I don't have a problem with that, and I'd be interested to hear from you guys if you have a problem with that as well. And we'll definitely talk about that on Sunday night on the Talking Puck Discord. So hopefully you can be there. And also Sunday night on the Talking Puck TV show, Mike Haynes and I will talk about it at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific on Twitch, on Mixer, and YouTube. Mixer's going away, however, in about a week. So I have not yet determined if we're going to shift to another platform. But if and when we come to that point, we'll definitely let you know. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. Got a little bit longer than I would have liked, but that's okay. Hey, we're still talking hockey, and we're talking a return to play starting very soon. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your day. Talk to you again soon.